Welcome to Eagles Game Plan, where we're here each and every week breaking down the upcoming opponent. This week, it's the Baltimore Ravens. We'll take a look at what they did on Monday night, how impressive they were in their win against the Bengals, and we'll talk about a few ways that the Eagles can win this coming Sunday against the Ravens right here on Eagles Game Plan. This is Eagles Game Plan Week 2, getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Brian Baldinger, the host, along with Ike Reese over here, Mike Quick, and Cleveland Browns. Mike, I mean, you're calling the game there.
Yeah.
They can't play worse and still win, I don't think.
I don't know if they can't play worse. I thought they played pretty well, though. What a lot of people don't understand, Cleveland, they've got a lot of talent, a lot of real good talent, but I thought what was really impressive is how well the defense of the Eagles played. You know, when you hold a team to only 2 conversions on third down, they were 2-13 on third down. That's a huge stat. That gives your offense a lot of opportunities.
And Ike, speaking of the defense here, because let's face it, you know, the 5 takeaways that they got, they were put in a lot of bad positions, and yet Cleveland never scored a touchdown in the game.
Yeah, and I don't want to minimize the Eagles' defensive output Sunday just because they were facing a young, less than talented Cleveland Browns team. I think what I loved about the Eagles' defense Sunday was the fact that they wrapped up when they had the opportunity. They didn't miss tackles. They came up with turnovers. And most importantly, when the offense turned the ball over for the Eagles, the defense didn't allow the Cleveland Browns to take it in for touchdowns.
You know what I saw a difference? I saw a difference in the toughness of the Eagles. I mean, I saw a better hitting team, better tackling team, like you mentioned, Ike. Yeah. And then the ability to go down the field when you had to win the game, put that 91-yard drive together. I thought that's a mentality I thought that has been missing from this team. One team that looked awfully tough Monday night, Ike, you saw the Baltimore Ravens. They looked awfully good.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think for the first time, when I think about the Ravens right now, I think about offense first rather than just defense. And it's always a team that's always been built on defense.
Yeah, these aren't the Ravens that I played against during my playing days where it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust and let the defense win the game. They are opening it up on the offensive side of the ball. They are allowing Joe Flacco to make plays down the field with his arm. They're giving him a little bit of hurry-up offense so that he can get into a flow. This is a Baltimore Ravens team that's not one-sided anymore.
Mike, I think anybody would like to play wide receiver in this offense right now.
With Jacoby Jones, they got Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, and you know what? They get the ball down the field. And they're using the speed that they now have on the outside to get one guy down the field to clear space and then run another receiver underneath him. And you will see that.
That's a good segue, Mike. Good segue, because we're going to take a closer look at the weapons that Joe Flacco now has at his disposal. Mike, you know who Torrey Smith is right now. He caught the first pass in the game for 50.
Yep.
But, you know, his speed can clear a lot of things out. For 2 tight ends over here, Mike, Dixon and Pita, that really they feature, and sometimes it just opens big lanes open in the middle of the field to these guys.
See, these are some of the things we haven't seen in the past because they haven't had that speed or really used the speed, but they've got speed on the outside now, which opens up huge voids in the defense, as you can see right here.
Especially off the play-action pass right there where Flacco is faking it to Rice and getting those linebackers to bite up. It opens up that window in the middle of the field. I mean, here it is. You're going to get this cross now. Look at how much space Flacco has. Now, there are a whole lot of guys who complete that pass in this league when you give that kind of time and that kind of space. But it's more than just that. You take a look right now, the way Brian Westbrook used to be used in the Eagles offense. That's Ray Rice in the circle, Mike.
Yep.
You can find him anywhere on the field.
See, this is another thing. What Cam Cameron, their offensive coordinator, has done. A lot of multiple sets, moving Rice around, 2 tight end sets. They do a lot of different things to keep the defense off balance. Here, a little quick screen. He gets a big guy out in front of him. He gets a good block by the wide receiver. That's good offense.
Like I ask you, you just saw these weapons. You saw the way that they're being used right now in this offense. What do the Eagles need to do to take some of these weapons away?
Well, they have to match up, Baldy. I mean, it's complicated for a defense. They spread you out. The offense is looking for a mismatch out there. And you saw where Ray Rice had the ball out versus the linebacker. That's a total mismatch in open field. And the other thing with the bootleg passes to the tight ends down the field, the Eagles linebackers are going to have to do a great job of reading the helmets of the Ravens' offensive line and understand that it's a play-action fake, and they got to get out of there and get back and get those safety some help.
Mike, let's talk about some of the speed that the Ravens show on the outside. I mean, that in the circle right there is Torrey Smith.
Right.
This is the first play of the game on Monday night, and this is just straight blinding speed here, Mike.
Start from the release, and you'll see that Torrey Smith knows right away he's got man coverage. When that cornerback backs to the inside, it's one-on-one coverage. Mm-hmm. Flacco knows it. Smith knows it. Then it's just a matter of going at that cornerback.
Mike, he runs right by all the safeties. So he's got an inside release right there. And you're throwing it to his inside, letting him go get it. Last thing you want to do is overthrow that throw.
He does a nice job of working that cornerback over.
Yeah, so he turns him all the way around, Mike. Now he's got the separation.
And that's when he gets the separation. When he forces him to turn his hips, to turn around, he gets separated from him.
Well, also in the offseason, they picked up a free agent from the Houston Texans, Mike, right here on the up top, right there. That's Jacoby Jones.
Yep. I mean,
he was opposite of Andre Johnson up there in that offense. He's got great speed, and he knows how to work a corner one-on-one as well.
It's all about the release. He knows that he wants to run a route to the inside. He releases to the outside of that corner, pushes him up the field, and again, forces him to turn his hips, to turn around, and then he breaks on the stop route.
But you can see they've got great timing. I mean, Flacco cuts that ball loose right now, and he's a long ways away from finishing that route. He's just now getting inside on him, and Flacco's thrown it to a spot, and he knows that he has to get there to get that ball.
Good quarterbacks know that you have to anticipate and throw the ball where the receiver's going to be and not where he is.
When we come back, Mike, we're going to be joined by Greg Cosell at NFL Films, who's got some insight to Joe Flacco that people in here in Philadelphia may not already know. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Today, many hospitals seem to claim they're the best in their areas. But in this region, it's nearly impossible to match the experience of the physicians and nurses of Jefferson Hospital for Neuroscience. With specialized critical care units and advanced technology, it's the region's only hospital totally dedicated to neurosurgery and neurology.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Now when you use your credit or debit MasterCard in any restaurant,
everything was good, ladies.
MasterCard will make a donation to Stand Up To Cancer for every meal purchased over $10. With your help, our goal is to raise up to $4 million.
Hey, ladies, I want to thank you for standing up.
One precious cent at a time. Standing with those who stand up to cancer.
Oh, all right.
Priceless.
Thank God you reacted.
One card is raising $4 million for Stand Up To Cancer. That's MasterCard. That's priceless.
Joining me now from NFL Films is a very busy Greg Cosell, who spent much of the week breaking down week one games. And here, Greg, Baltimore Ravens, next opponent here. And you've uncovered some things about, I think, the Raven offense that a lot of people don't think really fully understand. Take us into what their version of no huddle means.
Well, I think, Baldy, and there's a lot of different kinds of no huddle. It's a generic phrase. But there's sort of the double cadence no huddle. That's the Peyton Manning version,
sure,
where you sort of call things at the line and then you make it seem like you're going to take the snap and you don't, and you wait. That's the double cadence. There's sort of the staple no huddle. That's what Matt Ryan does, where the whole playbook is open. You get up to the line of scrimmage, you survey the defense, you choose what you want to do. there's sort of the either-or no huddle, which is kind of what younger quarterbacks do, like an Andrew Luck, where they get to the line and they simply look at fronts and really the safeties, and they call a run or a pass based on the front and the safety alignment. Those are sort of versions of it. I thought what was interesting, Baldy, about what the Ravens did is it seemed to me, watching the game and studying the tape, that they went to the no huddle after big plays. So they didn't just say, hey, we're going to do a whole series with no huddle, or we're going to run three plays in a row with no huddle. They did it predominantly after they had big plays.
What do you think the advantage is, Greg, by doing it that way? Indiscriminately, just going, okay, Ray Rice has a big run. All of a sudden, Joe Flacco gives a signal. We're up at the line of scrimmage. We're going quickly right there. Is that to stop substitution? Is that to fatigue a defense? What do you think the advantages are that the Ravens gain?
I think it's both of those things, and I think when a defense gives up a big play, I think there's a momentary lapse of reason, as it were, where they get their heads down, and then all of a sudden the offense is running up to the line of scrimmage, and you immediately have to get reset. But you made a great point about substitution. What is one of the things now, the big trends in this league, Baldy?
Yeah.
D-line rotation. Every good team seems to have 7 or 8 D-linemen, just like the Eagles for this week's game. I would expect to see no huddle because they don't want Jim Washburn and that defensive staff and his group of D-linemen. He doesn't want 7, 8 defensive linemen coming in the game. I'm talking about Joe Flacco and the Ravens. They don't want that situation. They don't want the Eagles to be fresh. If Derek Landry's out there, they would want him to play 5, 6, 7, 8 snaps in a row.
And I thought on Monday night, Greg, it was apparent to me that the Bengals were not in good condition. I mean, those defensive linemen in that third quarter, one of those big drives where they used this no huddle, they looked flat-footed to me.
And yeah, I would agree with that.
You give Joe Flacco time because the defensive line is flat-footed, he can look awfully good.
Yeah, and there was one drive in particular that we should probably talk about, which I think speaks to what I said. It was the second quarter, the first drive of the second quarter,
yep.
5 plays. It ended with Anquan Boldin's 34-yard touchdown reception. They started the drive, Baldy, with a 16-yard run by Ray Rice. Immediately went to no huddle. Then Rice ran for 1 yard. They huddled up. Then Flacco hit Jacoby Jones on an unbelievable throw and catch, 25 yards. They immediately went to no huddle. Gave it to Rice for 6 yards, stayed in the no huddle. Then Flacco did a great job of recognizing safety rotation. He actually pumped the single high safety, and he made a beautiful throw under duress to Boldin for a touchdown. It was a great no huddle drive, but again, it was not every play. They did it after big plays, and the Bengals, I think, were sort of scrambling a little bit.
I think the thing that's interesting, Greg, to me about no huddle offense, and it's the rage in college football and pro, tempo, tempo, tempo.
Yes.
It's all predicated upon execution. You got to execute, okay, and make those plays in order to be in a position to go and change the speed of the game.
Yeah, and I think that one thing about the Ravens is, and I know they've practiced this, as I'm sure you know as well, they've also practiced a speed no huddle where they run as many plays as they can. And who's to say you won't see that?
Well, Greg, get back to work. I know you got a lot more tape to break down here before we get ready for week two. Thanks for joining us here on Eagles Game Plan, Greg.
Thanks, Baldy. Appreciate it.
So Greg Cosell gave us great insight to the Ravens offense. Like, let's concentrate on the Ravens defense here, because every time you think Ravens, you think Nada, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. They show up every single week. So let's just take a look at some of the things they do with this guy right here in the middle. That's Haloti Ngata. They run a lot of games here with him because of his power. This one is what you just call the TE game, where him and Courtney Upshaw are just basically crisscrossing.
Yeah, big job for the Eagles offensive line coming up this week. They struggled a little bit last week versus the Cleveland Browns. Only gave up 2 sacks, but Michael Vick was constantly under pressure. And for the big plays that the Eagles like to get down the field, they're going to have to protect Michael Vick. You see right here, Haloti Ngata, this is a play that's designed because the Bengals want to go down the field. This gives time for the defensive lineman to run this TE stunt. Great penetration by Ngata off the ball. He gets Andre Smith the setback, doesn't turn his shoulders, and then you get Upshaw, the rookie, coming around for the TE stunt. But the key here is Haloti Ngata.
The penetration.
Getting off the ball.
That's Danny Watkins in that spot. Danny Watkins has to saw that off, stop it right there, okay, and get him over to Todd Harriman's, and they got to keep that thing clean. But it's not just that side. It's on this side as well right now. We're going to get Pernell McPhee coming up, and here comes Courtney Upshaw, the rookie. He's going to be coming inside right now, the first-round pick from Alabama. So the stunts come either way.
And here's what you get here. You just mentioned it, Baldy, about Danny Watkins and the tackles. On this play here, the Cincinnati Bengals actually do a decent job of seeing the TE stunt come. They get set back. You see the left tackle here. They see it come and they pass it off correctly. But with the Baltimore Ravens, they don't give up on plays.
No, right now it looks like it's in pretty good shape here, right? But those legs aren't going to stop. They keep moving. Now Andy Dalton feels that need to run right now. And really, once he starts being chased, it's a long afternoon. But you can't talk Ravens defense without maybe the most unusual player in the league, and that's Ed Reed.
Second best safety over the last 15 years.
Well, this is a guy that has 59 career interceptions. In fact, here's a 59th right here, this pick six. But he's lurking back there, and you rarely know where he's going to do and what he's looking at. He's very unpredictable.
Yeah, very unorthodox way of playing a free safety position. You can't really get a bead on where he's anticipating you throw the ball. What Ed Reed does much better than any safety I've seen is he baits quarterbacks. He makes you think that receiver is open and he's paying attention to someone else on the other side of the field. He's waiting for you to throw the ball and he's going to break on it. Dalton gets pressure up the middle there. The throw is just a little off. The tight end tips it. Ed Reed is right there for the interception.
Mike, when you play against a guy with the instincts that Ed Reed has, what are the kind of things that you have to understand, not just as a receiver, not just as a quarterback, but as an offense?
Well, first of all, you got to understand where he is. You got to know exactly where he is, and you've got to be very decisive in everything that you're going to do in that secondary. Because if you're guessing, as Ike said, he's a guy that's going to bait you. He's going to just kind of hang around and wait for you to throw the ball or wait for you to make a mistake, then he'll capitalize on it.
And he's got great range, Mike, because it seems like a great center fielder. He gets a great jump. He's seen so much, and I think it's his anticipation that gets him to the spot.
He's instinctive. And he studies. You can watch the guy play and you know that he does a very nice job of breaking down teams and realizing what they're going to do in certain situations.
Great insight here, guys. On the other side, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Kurt Coleman. And we're going to talk about his two interceptions in week one against the Cleveland Browns.
Ensign. Big day. We're going to fly to Jersey, then Mexico, China, and France. You're going to travel through so many time zones, you're going to have jet lag for months. Now sink your teeth into that big and toasted if you're ready to soar.
Good. Exits are here, here, and here.
A big day calls for the big and toasted breakfast sandwich with fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon, and cheese stacked high on Texas toast. Grab yours at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. It's a breakfast favorite. Start your big day with a big and toasted breakfast sandwich from Dunkin'.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments. With NFL Red Zone, you're there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. And ESPN Goal Line gives you unlimited live cut-ins to all the best action in college football. Plus, the Watch ESPN app lets you take the action wherever you go. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing, it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. This is our Anatomy of a Play segment. We're joined by Kurt Coleman. Kurt, you had two interceptions on Sunday against the Browns. I want you to take me through those two interceptions?
Well, I mean, to start off, you know, when you get down in the red zone, everything shrinks. So for the offense, the zones are shrinking. As a defense, you got to hunker down and not let them. So a field goal is a win as a defense. Mm-hmm. On this particular play, we had a pretty good idea of what they were going to do in this set. When they went 3-by-1, they brought the tight end around, and then they drew double slants and then a slant to the backside.
Okay.
My job as a backside safety is to read this number one. Once number one declares what he's doing, I knew that Nam was fine. Mm-hmm. So after that, once the ball was thrown, Nate made a great break on the ball, dislodged it. You know, the rest is history. I was just flying to the ball, trying to make a play. Coach always says, continue to fly to the ball. And once you see that slant, boom.
The timing of the hit by Nate Allen was just perfect. You couldn't time it any better.
No,
right there.
And when Nate first hit him, I thought the ball was going to go to Michael Kendricks, and he was going to pick it. And I think it surprised him so much.
It bounced off him.
But, you know, I was lucky enough just to be in the right position and, you know, get the ball over to our offense so they could go and move the ball.
Well, good things happen when you get to the ball, and that's what you did, Kurt. And I think when you can time those kind of hits, those jarring hits right there, you come in the middle of the field, it's anybody's ball, and I think you came down with it. But really, your ball pops up in the middle of the field. You got to come down with
it. Absolutely, and it's a free-for-all, you know, and I was just happened to be in a fortunate position to make the play.
In the fourth quarter here, Kurt, you guys are in a man-free defense. You can explain a little bit about what that is. You're man-to-man across the board. You're the free safety on the play.
They had to go down and score. So for me, I wanted to get a little bit extra depth, read the QB, and for this, you know, I have great corners on the outside with Nam and DR. And then Nate has a tight end man along with Brandon Boykin. For me, I'm just reading the QB and allowing him to take me wherever I got to go. And on this particular play, DR did a great job of covering him up close. He ran a little stick route in. As soon as the ball was released, I knew it was a high.
Yeah.
High throwing ball. So I was like, well, instead of planning right at the man, I'm going to stay back. And I went up and got it. And, you know, luckily I was able to hold on to the ball and secure the win.
You think you would have made that play as a rookie, though, Kirk? Because that's kind of a veteran move. I mean, a lot of rookies, they're just want to go crack that guy.
Right.
And their eyes go off the ball. But you track the ball right from Brandon Whedon's hand, and that kind of gave you a jump of where it might go.
Absolutely. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, as a rookie, I would have gone straight for my man. But I was able to read Brandon and see that the ball was thrown higher. And I knew he wasn't going to be able to make a play on it, but I was. So I was fortunate enough to get up and make the play.
Four interceptions, two by DRC, two by yourself. Kurt, a lot of people think, you know, interceptions, like you should just go get interceptions. But they don't just happen. You got to play your defense, and they happen within the scheme of the defense.
Absolutely. I mean, especially with our structured defense, the way it's set up, you just do your 1-11th, and the interceptions will come your way. With our front four, they get after the QB so much. They're either getting sacked or they're getting rid of the ball fast. So, you know, if you just play your defense, you'll make your plays on your own. But you can't go and try and make them.
We'll get two more against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll join you next week
here,
Kurt. We got a whole lot more coming back here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Let's start with you, Ike. Some final thoughts here, wrapping this show up and looking ahead here to this game.
Yeah, as we broke down on film, Baldy, I mean, the key is the offense. Mm-hmm. The offense. Michael Vick taking care of the football and making sure that you don't give this Ravens defense any food to feed off of by giving them turnovers. Take care of the football. Get it out of your hands quickly. And I believe the Eagles have a very good shot at winning this game on them.
So, Mike, let's advance. Let's say they take care of the football. What else do they need to do in order to secure a win?
Well, you know, there's no longer just a Ray Rice show. Joe Flacco has a lot of weapons on the outside. He's going to spread the ball around. He's got two good tight ends he likes to throw the ball to. They have got to, first of all, stop Ray Rice and then try and shut down that passing attack.
You know, I look at this game as a contrast in styles. You know, speed versus power. Yeah. Finesse, you know, versus what the Ravens like to do, where they just want to pound you. And I think this is where the Eagles' speed has to show up, Mike. Like, everybody wants to anoint Joe Flacco as the next guy. This, now he's taking that step. Well, the Eagles, I think, can reduce him. You hit him and get after him and chase him. This guy's capable of turning the ball over and making some real bad plays.
You're exactly right. If they can get him off of his mark, that's going to be key. And we've seen that in the past. And with the speed coming from the outside and the pressure up inside, you can get him off of his mark.
Well, that wraps it up for another edition of Eagles Game Plan. When we come back next week, we'll be breaking down the Arizona Cardinals here on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.